A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
It seems like a long time since we've done a show, doesn't it?
It does, but then again,
but that's just
a week in our lives.
We've been seriously busy, yeah. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is, there's one song that you're not that happy on playing, are you?
Yeah. No, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
We've got a word of the week, MySpace comments, podcast alley comments. You've got a twat, haven't you?
Always.
Have you? Yeah. We're going to be doing a double-sided commercial break this week.
Are we?
Because there's an ad for us as well about that other show we're on.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
And I've got news about all of the gigs I did last week, so we're finding news of that my birthday shows, which is this week, because this is basically my birthday show.
Is it?
Well, it's
Monday?
Yeah, so we'll do it properly next week.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and the word of the week this week is completely weird, and it's completely random. And you already know why it's happening.
Do I?
Yeah. It's Oogie Scrowger.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the thing is, it hasn't got any real definition.
Right, we're going to be pretty fucked on putting it in the dictionary, aren't we?
No, because I think what we'll put is it can be for whatever you want.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
It's basically descriptive. If you can't think of what it is, it's like Oogie Mflip, but it's got more of an Esperanto feel to it.
Right.
It's like, what, the Oogie Scrowger? Oh, it was the Oogie Scrowger. I was completely Oogie Scrowger. Oogie Scrowger.
Oogie Scrowger.
Oogie Scrowger, yeah, I was completely Oogie Scrowger.
Right, that makes much more sense now.
Yeah.
Oogie Scrowger.
Yeah, because Scrowger, that
sounds
means...
like a foreign lager.
Well...
I like it. I like Oogie Scrowger,
please. What did you do last night? Oh, I got
Oogie Scrowgered.
I got mosh up on Oogie Scrowger. It's a fearsome brew. And,
a pale ale.
The bubbles in it are made out of nitrous oxide.
Nice.
Which in normal circumstances would make you laugh.
Right.
But I found it made me very, very angry. Anyway, right. That's another story.
All right, then.
So, we might as well get started with the first song.
Yeah.
Oh, no, shit,
ooh,
yeah.
Oh, shit, what?
Because it's about Lord Bishop. Say what's happening with Lord Bishop this week.
He starts his tour on this Wednesday, tomorrow night, for us, the 31st of January, in Wakefield.
In Wakefield.
And we're sponsoring the tour.
At the Snooty Fox.
Yep, and we're going
to
be there.
And once again, I failed to download his fucking tour dates.
Oh, you loser.
I thought I'd got them here. I did, I thought I'd got
them
here.
If you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, all the dates are on there. And also our BT Podshow page, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Excellent, and that was the Needles.
Brilliant.
And anyway, this
will be there this
Wednesday. We have played this song before. We played it when we did the Lord Bishop special.
Right.
Christmas Before Last. Fucking hell.
Wow. Christmas Before Last?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
Year and a half then we were going everywhere now.
Must have been, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, dear. That's weird, isn't it? Anyway, it's great, though. It's great, though. It's the last train home. Thing is, Tony, what I want to know is, how tall is Lord Bishop Rocks?
5'8".
Oh, fuck off. No, he's massive.
He's 6'4", isn't he?
He's about 6 foot a million.
I've never met him.
No, he's...
I'll meet him tomorrow.
Just so everybody knows, what's his website?
It's lordbishop.org.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and Internet Neil, and this is The Last Train Home, and this fucking rocks.
Defend your land, spill your blood for the killer man. No solution, baby. it's the last train home. Guitar singing.
Oh, it's the last train home.
That was some sex rock there then.
That was
some sex rock.
Sex rock from the Bish. So we're going up to Wakefield on tomorrow night. Which will probably be, you might be listening to the show now, we're probably there. And at the Snooty Fox, and we're meeting up with Fatboy,
yes,
aren't we?
Yep.
Who's now our gig buddy.
Yeah.
And we're going to share a hotel room, aren't we, Tony?
Eh?
We're going to share a hotel room, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, cool. We don't have to if you want to spend the extra money.
Fine. Yeah,
no, you don't want to pay the money.
No, I've skinned.
Look, it's all right. Money. Tony, I advocate separate beds in a relationship.
Oh, excellent.
It's
excellent.
All right. And I'll just climb into yours in the middle of the night. Oh.
Let's hope we don't have the time of our lives.
I might do some dirty dancing. I might.
I ain't catching you.
Not.
But
not
with my baby in a corner.
Fuck, man. I can see now, because we were saying, weren't we, that you're supposed to, all blokes have to say to girls they like dirty dancing.
Yeah.
You do, clearly, because you know all the lyrics, you know the film, you know it all. Tony, you're in touch with your feminine side.
Yes.
I wonder whose feminine side you'll be getting in touch with Saturday week.
Who knows?
Oh, no. Hey, MySpace. We like MySpace, don't we? Well,
no,
I do.
Fuck MySpace.
I love MySpace.
Fuck it.
And our page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Every week, a load of you leave a load of comments, and every week I try and pick out the best four or five.
Yeah.
And every week I end up with more, and I've suddenly realised that one of the ones we got here, I might have read out last week, but this one's from Benny. We have learned to say it now, Benny.
Benny. Who won the CDs?
Punky fucking radio, where the hell are my CDs?
Ah, yes, sir.
It's been a month, what the fucking hell? No, seriously, you guys rule, but I do want my fucking CDs. Mate, I'm sorry, I have got them, I've even got the Jiffy bag. I just haven't got around to putting them in the Jiffy bag, going to the post office. But now I know that there's a post office in the co-op in Kirkby and Ashfield. It should happen this week.
Oh, yeah, that's where it is.
I am sorry about that.
Yeah.
I am sorry about that.
Need to update the old flyer at Tony Towers.
Hey, sorry?
Need to update the flyer at Tony Towers. Why should you stay here?
What a fantastic song Tony Towers is. More of that in future weeks. Every single comment we've got here means something.
Right.
Which makes a change, don't we? It's random. Has Tony been adding random butts to Punky?
No.
Just to make yourself feel more manly, or is it poorly? Yeah. For the same reason, just a little too much gay banter. Laugh out loud, and I realise I haven't put who that's from, but... yeah, if you do bother to go through our friend pages, you may notice there's been an increase in large-breasted women.
Yeah. But we had a problem last week, though, because the friends thing on MySpace was fucked, wasn't it?
It
just randomised it, and they were all
for
women.
For a little while, all 24 of our top friends basically had their baps out.
Oh, what a happy day Tuesday was.
Oops. Oh, it's completely hugely scrowded by that, I tell you. Yeah. Dear men of Punky.
Hi.
I just want to express that I think Punky is one of the best podcasts ever. Also, have you considered making a Punky thong on Cafe Press?
Yeah.
If you have one, I'm so going to buy it. Anyway, hope all is well in Sherwood Forest and that Robin Hood hasn't stolen from you, laugh out loud. Sincerely, Daisy.
Nice. Happy birthday, Daisy.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't find thongs that attractive as it goes.
Right.
I like...
Well, if she's going to model one... If she's going to send a picture of her modelling one, well, I think we should do one.
We do ask that anyone that purchases anything sends in a photograph of them wearing it. So, yeah, but do you know what? I think they give too much away. I'll leave it a little bit left to the imagination.
Right.
Really.
Well, we agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, like a diving suit with a hole in the middle. But no, I think we should make Punky thongs.
Yeah, we have to spend a couple of hours.
we'll have to spend a couple of hours doing something.
Doing something.
Fuck all about it for ages.
God, no.
But Joel says, P.S., you should tell me happy birthday and make me a cake. Maybe jump out of it. Tee-hee.
Right, it was a birthday last week. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Daisy.
Yeah!
That was
we're wearing thongs. That was me. That was me jumping out. Okay, you don't want to see me in a thong.
God, no. No, you're right. Correct.
Hey, Paul and Tony.
Hi.
Great fucking videos of your band. You guys fucking rock.
Yes, we do.
Very good podcast this week as well. Tony, you should try a Zuffle to try and get more dates and quit eating Paul's sack sandwich, you fucking smacktard. Always shelling out.
Always shelling out.
Dalton.
But guys.
Dalton. Tony, you don't need any help anymore.
No.
Goopa Goopa, you fucking wanking piss mops. I have something interesting that I thought you two crotch goblins will enjoy. Parts of the Punky Dictionary have worked their way into my everyday vocabulary without me even noticing when it happened. For instance, I can no longer call my Canadian friends Canadian. They are now Canardinan.
Canardinans.
I also say brilliant now. But I didn't think that was a word we made up.
No, I think that's normal English.
Brilliant.
I've been seeing it a lot lately.
Damn you two damn baboons. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Cheers, Muppet. See, there's a difference between a baboon and my sweet baboo. Different thing altogether, see? And this last one, this is the funniest one. The last time we had one this funny was from John at Total Short Nonsense.
Okay, okay.
It's as funny
as that.
Join
this bed.
Yeah, all right. This is from this is from Eleanor Purcell of Hatfield, Hertfordshire, who has got a wonderful singing voice.
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant singer.
And she added us.
She added us. I thought at first, fucking hell, she's fit. What's she doing adding us? Then I went to her page and was even more confused as to why she would be adding us.
Right.
Because it's got nothing to do with punk at all. It's that kind of classic FM sort of modern classical stuff. It's really fucking nice. I don't mind saying so. She's got a beautiful voice. But then I realised why she was adding us when I saw the hilarious quote she left on our page.
Okay.
It was just brilliant.
Okay. Come on.
Here it goes. Thanks for the ad, Eleanor Purcell. Genius.
Oh, come on.
John from Total Talk Nonsense.
you've got a contender.
You've been knocked off your perch. So, have you got some podcasts, Ali?
I have. If you haven't voted so far this month, please
You're
do.
An idiot.
Actually, hang on a minute.
No, don't bother.
First tomorrow.
Don't worry. No, just vote, because by the time they hear it, it'll be next week, won't it?
Well, if it's the 1st of February already, or after, obviously, please vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen there is an important Please Vote For Us link. Click on that and enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read the best comments.
And please do.
It's important you vote.
Want votes there. We're doing well. We always do well. But with your help, we can do even better. Always doing a bit better.
Always voting.
Always voting.
Wake up in the morning thinking, I should be always voting. Always voting, my friend. Always
Still
voting.
Still putting.
Right.
That's me shit on a golf machine.
Right then. Oh, only four this month.
Yeah, exactly. Loads of votes, but not many comments. So do comment, because the funny ones get on.
So, okay. I'm voting. Yay. I love Punky. Listen
so
to
I.
it now. The 22/01 show. Goodies. Haha. Yeah. Jade Goody sucks.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Fat
just,
cocks.
Just a note to say, go slap your fish.
All right.
Love you both. Now go come on your crumpets. Like a bitch. And that's from Naomi, who I think is Emo Girl, isn't it?
Emo Girl, if it is. Emo Girl,
emo
if
girl
it just
the past.
Is. If it just is, Naomi, thank you very much.
These people change their name all the time.
We appreciate it.
You guys fucking rock. Keep the punk alive. You're my favourite sellouts.
We are.
Gotta go, panheads. So try and drink any cockalump shakes, shittiots.
A cockalump milkshake.
That's some Fiorano. I think that's Dalton.
No, don't say that, because we've just read another one out by him.
I think it is him.
It's Fiorano, that is.
Fiorano.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's not only me doing the coughing.
Sorry about that. Yes, a lady.
I'll have to start bumming dogs.
What?
Just to make up for it.
All right, then. Japanifornia. Love it. Sounds better than the bang your sister / mum / aunt town this place actually is. All we get is hick rock. Remind me why I left the San Francisco punk scene for this.
I'm afraid I can't.
By the way, Arcata goes Arcata. Arcata. That's from Evie.
Thank you, Evie.
From her in little Japan suburb of America.
Japanification. Oh, yeah. I'm a red hot chili poly bee.
Check me out. Funk.
Check my bad self.
We can all do funk.
Booyakasha!
Roots. Yeah. <Phoenix. laughs> Hey, you guys.
You're the coolest wrestler ever.
Thank you.
Roots.
Wicked booyaka.
Hey, Toe.
Yeah?
Roots.
Hey, guys,
guys,
Dutch guys from Hui. Hooley.
Hooley. He's my mate Simon Houlihan.
Oh, right.
I was really surprised because I didn't even know he listened. And it's the first comment he's ever made. And he's come straight in with the thing that's to do with the Theatre of Fruit, which I may have told you about before. So this is a fantastic act involving a bag of shopping. But the Dutch guys are in it, and they're actually the three wise men. But the Dutch guys, he goes, show, we're Dutch guys, guys. We're guys who have fun, because we'd come. We're Dutch guys, guys.
All right.
Yeah, and he's on about that. Cool. Thanks, Hooley. I need to get in touch with you sometime. We need to go out for a beer. And I'm not coming back to Bracknell till you put the money up, you tight fuck. Right. Next song.
Yeah.
Excellent. We've timed that quite well. This is Neck. We played Neck before. Do you remember our previous anti-racism thing? We've done two anti-racism shows.
Have we?
Well, yeah, because we played Everybody's Going to the Hooli.
Right.
Which was done for the Stephen Lawrence murder and all that. And it was a fucking great song. And then I've been revisiting our CDs this week because we haven't had many sent recently.
The Punky Back Catalogue.
So I've been going through the Punky Back Catalogue and realised we've only ever played one song off this album. And it was Topless Mary Poppins. Do you remember when we played that?
No.
Yeah, we played Topless Mary Poppins.
It seems to be something I would remember.
I know, yeah. Maybe I only played it in my head. Much. Maybe we should be playing that one this week. But anyway, we're not. We're going to play a track off. The album's called Here's Mud in Your Eye. And it is a great album. We were listening to it, weren't we? And it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's Pogues-y, sort of Levelers-y, and I don't like Levelers, But yeah, it's kind of Pogues, Levelers, really great band. And we're going to play track three called Spansel Hill. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Neck's website?
Neckband.co.uk?
Nearly.
What was it?
It's neck-neck.freeserve.co.uk. Mate, the first one was the easy one.
You can see where I made the mistake, can't you?
The first one was the easy one for you this week. I think I could win this 5-1.
All right.
They're tough this week. Fuck. They're tough. But yeah, make sure you check them out. They will be on our MySpace as well, as will, I think, all the bands this week. Bar one. Anyway, here goes then. This is Spansel Hill.
Last night, as I lay dreaming, a pleasant day's gone by. They might
I still think it's quite level, isn't it?
That's easy to say.
I think that's quite levelers, like.
That's quite levelers.
I've always quite liked levelers. But you hate them.
I don't think the levelers, you know, I reckon they're probably not very popular in Scotland.
Do you reckon?
Oh, no, it's L's, not R's, isn't it? They'll be alright with L's. Because they're going to pull up all the buggers. No, they'll be able to do levelers.
Right.
Sorry, Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm like Tony Blair. He says sorry about slavery. I'm going, sorry, Scotland. Sorry about everything I've said about you. This is Mustang Lightning, by the way.
Yes.
They're on our MySpace page. So, Tony, I was just saying, as you, well, I'm getting quite good with my teeth. I go to the dentist when I'm supposed to now.
Right.
After years of not going, I do go every 3 or 4 months. And I always go at the same time. And I've done it again.
Yeah,
this afternoon. What time is it?
2:30.
Yeah.
Every time.
I only book it for 2:30. Tuesday at 2:30.
Right.
And it's brilliant.
Why Tuesday?
Yeah. Because I always know that I'll be around.
Oh, right, okay.
Because the rest of the week, I don't know. But I know Tuesday afternoon, I'm always around.
Okay.
So if I get it at 2:30, and I say, yeah, do you think I can have them for 2:30, please? And they go, 2:30? Oh, yeah, don't you? Fucking great, I love it. They hate me in there. They hate me. I don't know why they don't say, I'm sorry, Mr. Edwards, all our 2:30 appointments have gone.
Forever.
Forever. You are banned from 2:30. But no, they just completely forget. I suppose they're busy. There must be other people needing their teeth done as well.
Yeah.
Or something. But yeah, could I get it at 2:30? 2:30. Oh, yeah, that's
nice.
But I don't know what they're going to do today.
My teeth are in a shit state.
Well, now they are, or they were. When was the last time you went to the dentist?
I had a tooth out at Christmas. Remember? I
mean, just, oh, yeah, it's not long ago.
Near Christmas, I had a tooth took out.
But they got clean then, did they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's only 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
4 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I've got a big hole in my mouth now.
Yeah, that's how you have food. It's called the entrance.
Oh, is that what it's for? There's me just shivering food at my arse.
What? Like on South Park?
Yeah.
Showing food at your bum and pooing at your mouth.
It's a beautiful, beautiful image.
Yeah. Have you got a trap?
I have, sir.
I'm sorry, we haven't finished about teeth. So,
yes.
But you said that when you get your teeth cleaned, there's loads of blood in that.
Mm.
See, when I get my teeth cleaned, there is a bit of blood. That's only because I give the dentist a good fucking kicking.
Right.
Oh, she's cute.
Is she?
Oh,
mine's
yeah.
not.
Isn't he?
No. No, it's a she.
Mine's a very tiny Asian woman, and I'm not into tiny ladies, but
I quite like tiny ladies.
The thing is that because she's so tiny, she's got gentle little hands.
Oh,
it's like having your teeth fixed by a chipmunk, and they've got lovely big teeth.
They have.
More chipmunks in the dental world, please.
Yeah, and less sadistic bastards.
Yes, that would be nice.
Because some of them are a little bit like that.
Well, do you know what? It's because they're all suicidal.
Right.
Second highest rate of suicide after emo kids.
Is it?
Is dentists, yeah. All because right. they never see... no one ever really says thank you to them. Because, like, you go to the doctors.
Yeah.
Doctor feel really ill. And he gives you some tablets. Mm. Or he writes you a prescription. You go, thank you very much, doctor. And you walk away feeling better.
Yeah.
But you go to the dentist and your mouth hurts. And it's, oh, God, my mouth, all right. And then the dentist fucks about with it, and it still hurts. And you walk out going, "Oh, like, oh Christ!" And they never see you, just having a big smiling face, going, "Thank you very much, dentist. That was lovely." And it sends them all fucking monkeys.
That's true. You never do leave a dentist feeling happiness to check
no.
up, do you?
No, you never.
And
do.
Even then, they fucked with your mouth because they've cleaned it.
The only time I leave the dentist happy is if I've got my 2:30 appointment, but then only the receptionist see that, or if I get there and say, "Sorry, Mister, but it's been cancelled." Yes.
If there's a new receptionist who doesn't know you yet. And always falls for the joke. 2:30. Oh yes.
Oh no. The thing is, the established receptionists forget about it as well.
All right.
Except as soon as I've said it once, they go, "Oh, it's you."
But now you've got the bright black hair and the red stripe. Surely they'll remember you.
I'm incognito. I'm in disguise. I've got a start. Gee, my eye hurts. You know when you said that, and that really upset me. My eye hurts. Anyway, you've got to try, haven't you?
That really upset you when I said my eye hurts. Fucking hell.
Yeah, when you said my eye hurts.
All right.
Then. Yeah. I know what I'm on about.
Okay. Whatever. Right, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. And I can stress that again, where they're from.
Yes.
And the reason.
Yes.
Because everyone always misses off the location, so I always end up basically emailing back saying, location.
And it's extra time that Tony doesn't have.
That's right.
Because you're snowed under with work.
Yes. Because I haven't just spent a mad month doing stupid... solo stuff.
Oh, no.
Yes. But this guy actually did email me straight away back saying, oh, forgot to say where he's from. So thank
stupid
you very
solo
much.
Stuff.
My album.
Oh, I thought you were wanking in the co-op.
Well, that as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they stopped that. I'll just send the Roger in now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. He's banned.
He's far more efficient.
Yes. Okay.
What was that?
I don't know. Right. Okay, this week's is a twat. It's from Adrian. I have a twat for you. Well and truly deserving of the title is a twat. The dude across the road from me, a gentleman by the name of Rehan, is due to be evicted at the end of next week because his landlord buggered off to America and sold his house.
Oh, rude.
How does that make him a twat? Well, he's now known about it for the past 2 months and done fuck all to find somewhere else for him, his wife and his kids to live, and has expected me to take some time off work to find him somewhere to live, when all he does all day is get pissed. Can't fault him, really.
Nah.
I've now had enough.
And sounds like quite a good bloke at the moment.
Maybe we should move to Tony Towers. I've now had enough.
Tony Towers.
I need him to sober up, sort out his life, because he's going to be getting fucked by the bailiffs soon. And not in a nice gay way. Nice gay way about people by the bailiffs?
Hey, gay people think it's nice, Tony.
What, be bugged by bailiffs? Alright, fair enough.
Oh, well, yeah,
each
yeah.
to their own.
Fair point. Yeah.
I'm not one to judge. That's judgmental, job.
Yeah.
So, as a last resort, a public naming and shaming on Punky Radio might just make him see the light.
It might do, yeah.
Because at the moment, he's acting like a smacktard and needs something to wake him up. And that's from Satanic Goat Monkey, also known as the Punk in Rocky on MySpace.
Satanic Goat Monkey?
Yeah.
Good work.
I'm loving that.
Good work.
So,
yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, Rehan from Arnold in Nottinghamshire
is a twat.
And can I just say that's the closest is a twat we've had.
It's only down the road.
Apart from us.
Apart from when it was us, yeah.
Because we've been, it's yeah. both been is a twat.
Yeah, Arnold
past.
Is only down the road. Interesting, really, that someone that small should actually be able to house that many people.
What about?
What are you talking about, Willis? If you said what you're talking about, Willis, then you'd have been
spot on. What are
you
talking about, Willis? What about?
Arnold.
Oh, I've got you. Yeah. Sorry.
Place called Arnold.
Yeah.
Named after a little fella.
Yeah. But what's that? That's, what, 10 miles from here?
If that, yeah.
I think we should try and get some more local ones. I think it should be competition.
It's about half an hour's ride.
By donkey. Yeah.
By Satanic Goat Monkey.
But yeah, Satanic Goat Monkey. His name's actually Adrian.
Hey, you've got,
I loved
you've,
him.
You've, not that you're mad or anything, but I know.
Not that I'm mad or anything.
Yeah, but I've noticed you've called your printer Satan.
Yeah. for good fucking reason, though. One time I had to print something off for the radio show and it wouldn't work. So I spent 3 hours fixing it and christened it Satan.
Fair enough.
Since then, it's not fucked me about.
Dark arts.
It lives under the stairs.
It does.
I know.
Satan lives under your stairs. And once a week shows up on Total Nonsense. That I did listen to the other day, and we will talk about that in a bit.
Yes.
Finally got around to it. Basically, over the last month, my life has been a little weird.
So has mine.
But I am slowly getting back into my usual routine now, so I'll be able to start listening to Total Nonsense again, because I do miss them. It was a great show this week as well. Well, I think this heard the first two parts, but great show. Next song. Mostly, you know, I always say, look, we only want to play stuff that's on CD that we can offer the people to sell, so the bands can get some money out of them.
Yeah.
This week, this is a little bit different, because this song is by my mate Rutz, who moved a few years ago to the south of France and basically built his own house on land and built a shed out the back and turned the shed into a recording studio.
Oh, that's the dream.
For himself.
Yeah.
And goes in there from time to time and records mad stuff. He's also done a video for this song that I think he did in his outdoor toilet.
Right.
Which is another shed structure. And apparently he just did it all in one go. It's fucking nuts. The song, it's a good song because it's about what's going on at the moment.
At the moment?
It's valid for Punky.
Okay. Can we put the video on our MySpace or something?
Hopefully. If we can find it, we will, yeah. Or if not, we'll provide a link to it. I think it might be on YouTube. So
right.
we'll at least provide a link to YouTube, even if we can't put the song on ourselves.
Okay.
Sound like a deal?
Yeah, deal. Yeah.
So basically, he's got no website.
Right.
Right. So, what I want to know is, what's his wife's name?
Betty.
Nearly Pauline.
Oh,
it's Paulie B, the internet, and familial requirements 2, Tony 1. And this
I've got a bad feeling about this.
And this is called What the Fucking Fuck Are We Gonna Do Now?
Terrorists, 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 terrorists.
See, personally, right, I think that's mad, but you're not over keen on it, are you? Are you?
Well,
are
you? I don't know. I'll give it a couple more listens.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's up there with Tony Towers.
Really?
Yeah. But well, anyway, it's time now for Punky's Weekly Sellout. Right. Now, Tony, have you learned anything about GoDaddy.com yet?
No, because, you know, the amount I've been drinking these past few weeks, 2 days after the show, I forgot everything.
Fucking tell me about it.
So, I think you need to tell me again.
Well, GoDaddy.com are basically web providers.
Yeah,
I would say. They do a variety of different things. You can get your domain names from them. I think you can get web hosting from them, can't you?
I think
as well. They'll just sort out all sorts, and they do loads of features, and they are a good price, basically, particularly if you're in the UK, because of the exchange rate.
Yes.
Because everything's done in dollars, so it's still costing the Americans an arm and a leg, quite frankly, for
us. It's just costing the leg.
If that.
Maybe a toe.
A toe. And
toe. You can spare a toe.
And if, when you go to GoDaddy.com and you're looking for around things, because you should be always looking around
always
things.
Always looking.
And you make an order, make sure that when you make the order, you type in the code PUNKY1.
PUNKY1? P-U-N-K-Y number 1?
Yes. PUNKY1.
PUNKY1.
Because then you'll get 10% off your order.
Bargain.
Worth it, innit?
Yeah.
It is cheap. For example, domain names are from as little as $6.95,
right,
which, as discussed, is about 80p.
But,
so, you know, it's worth it. Check out GoDaddy.com. That's all I'm saying.
So it's not even a whole toe. It's more like the toenail. And everyone can spare a toenail.
It's a clipping.
Yeah.
It's a clipping. It's a toenail clipping that I shouldn't have put in the ashtray. Sorry about that.
Aww.
Right. Hey, Tone.
What?
We've got something else to advertise this week, though. We've got another show we've got to talk about. Podfinder.
Oh, yeah.
And you know more about it than I do. Go on.
Do I?
Yeah.
We got emailed last week. There was a show on the BT Pod Show Network called Podfinder UK.
It's a BT Pod Show,
and
promotional
it's basically
vehicle,
it's a video podcast which is advertising other podcasts and reviewing them.
Yeah.
And they reviewed us.
They reviewed
What's
us.
What's her name? It's Joe, isn't
Joe?
It? Joe.
Joe Lawrence.
Joe Lawrence.
Because I thought Josie Lawrence, but it's not.
It's not.
It's Joe Lawrence.
Josephine Lawrence.
Yeah, quite fit.
Very nice, blonde. So are we going to review her?
You like her.
I like her very much.
Why don't we review her first?
Yes. So I'm thinking she looks quite nice.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah. Quite well built.
Quite well built.
Yeah, put together by God, you know.
That's not very flat. Oh, you mean like that? You mean exceptionally well designed, not a bit hefty?
No.
Right. Quite well built.
Very nice.
And she reviews 5 podcasts a week or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mostly video ones, but then she's doing podcasts as well.
Yeah. Can you wank off to it, do you reckon?
Yeah,
I reckon so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go, geeks.
And I also quite like the way she calls us Tony and Paul.
Yeah!
It's little things
not
that amuse me.
Not too happy about that.
Oh, I like that.
She's going, yeah.
It's not even alphabetical, but, you
the
know,
people are
that's
called,
the true hierarchy
the hosts are called Tony and Paul. Fuck off.
Tony and,
what's his face? Tony and what's his face?
And thingy.
Tony and Uji Scrauger. And, yeah, do you know what really annoyed me about it was the fucking review of us.
Yeah.
It was going, she just goes straight up without really doing much about it. She just went, I don't like the music.
Yeah.
Thanks. The music's not really my sort of thing. What with it being punk and rock and that.
I's more into hard dance.
Yeah. In it.
In it.
And, but then she said she liked the chat.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that she's maybe not all there.
Well, and also quite clearly Tony and Paul prefers my side of the chat, which is really odd.
And?
Because I don't even talk.
And? We've done a longer review of her than she did of us.
That is true.
What the fuck are we doing? We really have sold out. Right. Young people with faces. They're the best kind.
I like young people with faces.
We have played...
We've been old people without faces.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We've played a young people with faces track before. We played Fuck Art, Let's Rock quite a while ago now.
Fuck what
art? They're a young band from somewhere random.
Somewhere random. Oh,
in,
yeah.
In the States, yeah.
So that's state of states, is it?
Yeah, it's state of indifference. They got in touch with us and said, can we send you something? I went, yeah, fucking nice one. And they did. And they're, what's funny about that?
Yeah, fucking nice one.
Yeah, fucking nice one. Nice, excellent. And, so anyway, and it was really nice. Tony, it was really nicely packaged.
I noticed.
So, and again, we're revisiting the back catalogue. This is from an eponymously titled album, Young People With Faces. It's got 13 tracks on it, which is unlucky for some, but not for us. What's their website, Tony?
Youngpeoplewithfaces.com?
It could be. Oh, no.
It could be.
No, I couldn't find it. Sorry, what's the MySpace page?
Oh, MySpace.com/ young people with faces.
Yes, it is. It's Desmond at the moment.
Excellent.
Mr. Desmond. So, this is track 2 from the album. Now, there were quite a few that we were thinking of playing on here. For example, Do the Pogo, Piece of Meat.
Yeah, I quite like Piece of Meat. What was track 6?
Track 6 was Say Goodbye to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't that one. What, 5?
Piece of Meat.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
Was
Piece
it?
Of Meat, yeah.
Do you want me to play that one instead?
No.
All right, well, this is Break Your Face. Yes, indeed.
Now, normally that would quite scare me.
What, my dancing?
Well, yes, that as well. But the breaking your face thing, but it's all right. It's fine.
It's really good. Yeah, they're massive Cramps fans as well.
Yeah.
I've had discussions with them about the Cramps.
Have you?
Yeah. They've tried to outdo me on lyrics.
Silly children.
Bless them.
Silly.
Bless them.
Aww.
Good band, though. Good band. In fact, we might even be able to check them out when we do our American tour.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are they old enough to hang out with us? they look that old.
Well, I would say, Tony, after the people we've been hanging about with recently, I'd say they're a bit too old. Now,
that's wrong.
You can't say shit like that. It's not true either.
It's not true. Police, no. Hello. Hello, police. Hello. It's not true. Hello.
Hello, police.
Hello, police. Yeah, it's not true.
And we would just like to put a big up. Massive to the local constabulary, undoubtedly listening to Punky this evening.
Undoubtedly.
Doing research for future court cases. Now,
did you?
I've got some...
30th of January 2007, therefore say that you hang around with kids.
No. Yeah, but you can't go arrest people for hanging about with them, can you?
No, that's true.
Unless you're hanging about with them in a brown Mac, Doc Martens and not a lot else.
And just a tie.
And yeah, why a tie?
You've got dress up, haven't you?
What, for the kids?
Again, the console listener, we didn't really mean that. Thank you very much.
You do have to dress up for the kids. So, it might have helped if I'd read this email out from Rutz that was about his song.
Right. Oh, okay.
That I've just realised, found out. Because I haven't printed everything out this week because someone's fixed the telly into the Punky Bunker.
Yeah.
So I'm reading off the telly this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from Rutz, but he's also called Paul, but he's thinking it's Rutz. Right. Dwarling Paul B, hope you are feeling rather unwell and have the same maledictions as me, i.e. death, bubonic plague and rats. No, but I am developing a sty. Please find attached an MP3 of majestic proportions, eminently quaffable, and darn bloody good clean fun. The lyrics to the song contain the word fuck repeatedly, repeated, repetitively. Unequivocally. I hope this will offend your listener stroke mother. A listener stroking my mother immensely. Also, the word wookin' wook is present, sorry. The title of said musical masterwork is What the Fucking Fuck Are We Gonna Do Now? And is a postmodern, ironic comment on the end of the world, Armageddon, US foreign policy type of thing. Everything played and sung by me live, one take only, in 10 minuets flat. I like to call this highly complex style of recording no-fi.
Nice.
A very clever colleague of mine suggested mofo, but I poo-pooed him. Paul, that's me, that is. P.S. Several frogs have asked me if I know of any stinking Englishmen who want to buy a house. We could be a bit far away from the channel, though, because he lives down in the south of France.
All right. And near the old, whatever it is, the mountain things.
Well, near the old mountain. It is very near the Pyrenees, yeah.
That's him.
Where he is, yeah.
Yeah.
And, because I was thinking about buying a house in France.
Yes.
But that's been put on hold.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's that.
He talks pretty.
He does talk pretty, doesn't he? He's a good bloke as well, Ruts. Really good bloke. Ruts recorded my first album, actually.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you bought the first CD?
Paul B's first CD, yeah.
Oh.
Ruts did some of it.
Right.
Sean did this.
God. Always recording albums.
Well, no, I do one every 8 years. But the difference is, Tony, that what I do is I record them, I finish them, I get them out of there and I sell them.
Finish them?
Yeah.
Right. Got you.
It's a concept.
Got you, like it. Yeah. A concept album, got it. Okay, yeah. Finishing.
See things through to their logical conclusion, Tony.
Normally do.
That's my catchphrase for this year.
All right. Logical conclusion.
Yeah.
There you go. Might call the album that.
Now, how last week we were telling people about how I very nearly took a photograph of my cock and did Sent to many. Yeah, and
Sent to many.
I invited
some Paul B. Edwards. Delete.
I invited listeners that if they were interested in seeing a photograph of my knob,
yes,
that they should email me. Well,
right.
Après moi le déluge.
Right. I've
got loads.
Now you're talking pretty.
I've got loads, but I'm only going to read out one of them. Right?
Okay.
Because it's great. Hi, Paulie. I want to know if you were serious about sharing with the rest of the world the Send to Many incident. And if you were, I would like to be part of it and see it for myself. So be a real man and just do it. I'm in El Salvador. And I'm a 19-year-old fan of the show. I have already 1 year of listening to you guys, having tons of fun. Keep up the good work. By Vanessa. Well, thank you very much, Vanessa. But the thing is, I can't because... thing is, El Salvador is where most of the dirty porn lines that we have to pay for in this country come from. So I'll tell you what I'll do. All right, text will be charged at £1.50. I think we've decided, Vanessa, that it's not very wise of me to send photographs of my knob around the globe. I've taken legal advice on this.
Yeah.
And I could get in bother for it.
Well, thanks to the constabulary for that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. But...
yes...
if I'm ever in El Salvador and I bump into you, Vanessa, I'll just flash you.
Why not?
Fuck it. Yeah.
So, how many did you actually get?
It's a hot country, so it won't shrivel up. It'll look pretty good, because you know your knob always looks good in hot countries.
Always thinking.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Always thinking.
El Salvador,
always
hot country,
flashing.
I'm going to be chopping up.
Nice.
The chicks will be hugely scrowgered when they see that one, let me tell you. Flop out of my pants like a mighty berserker.
Nice. But yeah, Jill, you
yeah,
didn't you?
I got one. Jill, Amanda, Kathy Lloyd.
Has she been on again?
Renee Zellweger. She got in touch, yeah.
Wow.
Changing her voice every 5 seconds. Didn't know what she was on about then.
Bitch.
So what I did, she was talking so much bollocks, I actually just stuck it in her mouth. Shut her up. Hey, Paul. Thanks for the invitation to come over and sort out Tony.
Hey.
Could be a bit of a problem, though, because I don't have a passport, probably wouldn't get a visa, and I'm in trouble with the law again. See the attachment. I can't show the attachment, but we'll put it on the website. Funny story, really. Had the usual Christmas family fight, but this time I got really pissed off, and I was thinking about seriously hurting some people. So I took a hammer out to the local police station and smashed the windscreen so I could get locked away where I couldn't hurt anybody. Well, they thought this was a little bit strange, so they took me up to the psyche ward at the hospital, where I met some rather interesting people. and they decided to sedate me heavily. Have to reappear in court late February. Been an eventful start to the new year overall. Now, if your mate Mr. Blair could help me out with staging my own death and set me up with a new identity, we might be in business. Otherwise, I will have to regretfully decline your invitation. Always looking. Lord Relock. P.S. Please tell Tony to get fucked because he is a twat. P.P.S. The thing on the bottom of the attachment is a genuine get out of prison free card, and he has sent me this, his latest indictment, basically.
Right.
Me and Lord Relic are mates, and one day the pair of us are going to kill you, Tony.
I'm imagining the, remember the Terminator?
Yeah.
Sarah Connor?
Yes.
Bang. Imagine that. Tony Hearn?
Yes.
Lord Relic? Bang.
No, he won't.
Bang.
He won't. He'll boomerang you. He will. He'll kill you. He'll kill you with a boomerang. He will. That's how they do things down there.
All right. I'm suddenly full of regret.
Can you guess what it is yet? It's a fucking boomerang!
Right,
so, Tone.
I like the Lord. I think he's a smashing bloke.
What, Lord Bishop?
No, Lord Relic.
Oh, Lord Relic. No, you don't. You told me privately you think he's a bummer. And you told all of our listeners you think he's a bummer. And he's not happy about being called
a bummer.
Any form of bummer. And if he ever gets out of Australia... Tone.
Let's face it. Tone. It's not sounding like he's going to be, is
Tone,
it?
Tone, put it this way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't plan any trips.
Don't go to Australia.
To Oceania.
I've been to Australia before and I was planning to go back this year.
I wouldn't.
You know what? I'm changing my plans.
Yeah, I really wouldn't go, mate.
I can't afford it anyway.
Lord Relic. Well, no, you can't afford to die. Can you?
Can't afford the flight.
It's interesting, though, that the next song we're going to play is a bit to do with him. It's by the Loose Screws and it's called Fuck With Me Not. But we'll talk about that in a second. Because I just want to briefly mention... No, I don't. We're nearly out of time on this track. I'll just do it. Next song. Next song is The Loose Screws.
Right.
It's from an album, Have Another Brew. Now, we have played something of this before, but I couldn't remember what. One of those things, isn't it? So, anyway, but I don't think it was the one we're playing this time, so it doesn't actually matter. This is, you know, all the songs this week's show, each one's different from the last, isn't it? Really varied.
Mm.
And these are through Hairball 8 Records, who are our mates as well.
Yeah.
But this came independently. I don't think...
Really?
This was sent by Brett, no. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Brett Tallman record. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it... Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, the important thing is that this is our first example of serious fucking oi.
Right.
This week. This is proper punk rock. This does not muck about. The Loose Screw Brew Crew. Look at the lead singer. These fucking nails. Apparently, he looks like Lord Relic. Yeah, he's scary man.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yeah. So,
is that blood on his face?
Is it blood on his face?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the blood of 1,000 emos.
Jesus Christ. Fucking hell, fire. Yeah.
Right, so...
I'm not fucking with him.
No, you really don't want to. They are proper hard. So, Tone...
I'm going to go watch Dirty Dancing.
I am just thinking about it. You're going to watch Dirty Dancing. What a fucking cock film.
No, puts my baby in the corner.
What are you talking about? I ain't find no pain, fool.
It's the only quote I know from Dirty Dancing. And that was my baby in the corner.
I didn't realise B.A. Baracus
was
in
it. Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yeah. And then it says, I ain't getting no pain, fool.
I ain't getting no pain, fool. I ain't dancing with no swazy fool.
What was that for? Hungry Eyes. Sorry, carry on.
Hungry
oh,
Eyes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Hungry Eyes, full arse. Right, so, anyway, what I want to know is, Tone, what is the Loose Screws website?
LooseScrews.com.
Nah, it's the loose screws, screws with a K, .cjb.net. Fuck with me not.
Let's do it!
fuck with them not.
No. And judging by the picture, I'm going to take them up on that offer.
I am. I'm going to agree with them entirely.
Yep.
This is the fucking fantastic Dead 60s, by the way. They're on a MySpace page. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, there was supposed to be... have I mentioned that there was supposed to be a judgmental this week?
No.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a judgmental this week, and it's a really brilliant one. And I'm sorry to the guy that sent it in. It's a really... The question is a really good poser, but... and I'm hoping he can wait a week for the decision. But I've left my cinnamon gum at home. Right. And I actually can't do it without cinnamon gum.
Okay.
I can only become judgmental with cinnamon gum. So, sorry, it's going to have to be next week. On my birthday show, and I was just thinking, because it will be my birthday next week, if it's all right with you, Tone, I might just pick my favourite six songs we've ever played on the show.
That's
for
good
next
point.
Week. What yeah. about that?
Yeah.
I know it means some of our listeners will have heard them all before, but I think it'll just make for a great show.
And so we can... And what, 2 weeks after, that's my birthday. Like 1 week after.
So, and you can do the same thing. That's the deal, isn't it? On your show, you can pick your six favourite.
Cool.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
That's a really good idea, actually.
So, last week, Tone, I had gigs, right? I was supposed to be in Tunbridge Wells on the Thursday, and then I got moved to Cardiff.
Right.
But I'd already driven down to Hitchin, because I had an important meeting down there.
Yes.
Yeah. I drove from...
A drove?
A drove, yeah.
A drove?
A drove.
A drove.
In my trousers.
A drove, like.
A drove.
A drove.
A drove in a vehicle. Right. I rode down, right, yeah. from Sherwood, down Hitchin.
Yeah.
And then I went all the way to Cardiff. I was on with a guy called Rod Gilbert, who's brilliant, and I said I'd mention him on the show this week. Fantastic comic. Then from Cardiff, I drove back up here because I was doing a gig on a Friday in... basically, the three gigs I did last weekend...
Leicester, wasn't it?
The three sides of stand-up comedy, because I did the Glee Club in Cardiff, which is a big, purpose-built, lovely comedy club.
Right.
Then on the Friday night, I was in Stapleford Country Park, and it was a bit of a fuck... It wasn't a mare, but the main act didn't show up, so we had to get another act in, and it worked itself out. But it was in these incredible grounds. It might be the poshest gig I've ever done.
Right.
And it was for 70 or 80 people, all spent a lot of money to get in. Mm-hmm. The hotel room's £350 a night, man. It was a big fucking... beautiful estate. Stapleford Country Park.
Jesus.
And, but there was about 70 people there. Most of them were venture capitalists, the men.
Right.
All the women were...
what?
Significantly younger.
Really?
Some possibly were bought.
Right. Who just enjoyed being out
yeah.
the night. Right, okay.
And there was one welder.
Really?
Yeah. It was great fun. That was Friday. And then on Saturday, I went to Hull and did basically a gig in a student pub. And
nice.
It was really good. But it was a three different sides stand, and I had a really good time at all of them.
Mm.
Felt really good about myself, but got very, very knackered. Didn't have a lot of sleep. Stayed up all night Saturday.
Yeah.
Had a huge row.
Yep.
Took most of Sunday getting over it. Oh, and then went to Steve's pub on Sunday.
Yeah.
I went to my mate Steve's new pub. Got there at 2 p.m, watched Forest lose to Chelsea 3-0. We were shit.
Mm.
Started drinking Guinness at 2:00.
Yeah.
Finished drinking with Stephen Agger Zubrovka.
She didn't bring the
God.
Polish vodka out, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Polish vodka and apple juice came out. That's me fucked.
Bloody hell.
So from 2 p.m. till 3 the next morning. And the result of the whole weekend with all the drinking and the mucking about and the fighting and arguing and the having fun and then not having fun. And I drove about 1,000 fucking miles.
Yeah.
Woke up on Monday with a bad eye.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's for today then. Monday.
Oh, it's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, that's happened.
Hello.
I'm losing it, aren't I?
God, yeah.
This weekend, because it's my birthday gigs, Friday night, I'm in Hitchin, Last Minute Comedy Club, Woodside. You've been before,
I've been before.
Good it is.
Wicked.
Details on lastminutecomedy.com, and it features this week Norman Lovett, who was Holly in Red Dwarf, the original Holly in Red Dwarf, and Mandy Knight, one of my favourite comics. It's going to be a great show. If you can get down there, do. Get down early, it's going to be fucking rammed.
Mm.
And then on Saturday, I'm doing Brunel University again, where
nice.
I go to once a term, don't I?
Excellent.
And, last time I was there, I met up with a few punky listeners. And my mate's niece was there last time. I wonder if she'll be there again.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully we'll have some more punky listeners down there. Because we're hoping to go and do a live punky down there at some point.
Yes.
And over the weekend, you recorded a side project.
I've recorded my solo album with my banter. I'm very tired. I got up at like 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
Hang on, just
two
explain 12
hour
this.
Days.
You recorded a solo album with your band?
I started writing... At the end of December, I decided to write a solo album.
Well, I decided to write an album and record it at the end of January. And then, as I was writing
it... Was this album focused on anyone in particular?
Not massively.
No,
So, yes. So, as I wrote the songs, they were not very alcohol-like. And then,
no, they're not. My band, right. No, they're good.
My band were good enough to actually say, we'll learn the songs and we'll come to the studio for the whole weekend and record them. But because I was paying for everything.
Right.
And then, so... During the end of the month, we kind of decided it would be a Tony Hearn solo album because it didn't sound like alcohol, but it was still good.
But are you going to call it Tony Hearn? Or
yes.
You're
going to call it Tony Hearn. And my cousin Carly did some vocals on it.
She's a fantastic singer.
She's a phenomenal singer.
Yeah.
Keyboards from Mark Pagey.
Pagey.
From Booth, who did a fantastic job.
There's a Christmas song on it as well.
There's a Christmas song on there called Suicidal Christmas, which got to be heard.
You sure this isn't about anyone in particular?
Not massively.
No,
and bongos. It's got bongos on it.
It's got bongos.
So it's 13 tracks, 36 minutes.
Bongos from Mario.
Mario. And Tony Towers is on there. One of the songs, Tony Towers. Which is a bit of a funk number.
Why not just give us a quick course? It's not. It's your attempt at rock and roll, but you can't rock and roll.
No, can I can't, you? Can I? No.
So it's all of it's in place, but the bass line doesn't really go with the rest of the song, in my opinion. But it is really good. Go on, give us a chorus.
No, I can't remember it. I've just wrote it. But we'll play it in either next week or the week after.
Play it on your birthday one.
Good idea.
Good idea.
I'll get it mixed.
Good idea.
But
I tell you what I might do.
I am back on MySpace now, by
next
the way.
Week.
What's that?
For my birthday one.
What?
I might do Goths on Holiday live.
Bring your guitar in?
Yeah.
We could do that.
Do Goths on Holiday live.
Yeah, or teach me the chords.
That'd be even better.
Wouldn't it?
Teach you the chords.
Yeah.
Yeah. F sharp.
Right.
E.
Yeah.
B.
Brilliant.
Same all the way through. Exactly the same all the way through.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would just bring it on the day then. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
We'll learn it on the day.
Well, no, I'll just do it.
Okay.
Or you could do it. It'll sound better if you do it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a challenge.
I'm back on MySpace now as well. MySpace.com/Tony Hearn. You'll hear some of the solo stuff in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, excellent. You're going to put it up there?
Yeah.
Just to listen to.
Because it's
an
artist profile. Yeah, just to listen to.
Yeah, okay, cool. Excellent.
There you go. And this weekend, my band Alcohol are playing The Cavern in Liverpool.
Fucking
so
hell.
Any Liverpool listeners, on Saturday night, we're looking to
make
the Cavern.
Sure you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're playing The Cavern,
we're
man.
Playing The Cavern, yeah.
Alcohol at The Cavern.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all right.
You've got to record it.
Take a camera up. Could it? Didn't? Yeah.
You got it, man.
Yeah. I'll try
Come
and get
on,
some
it's
out
the fucking cavern.
At The Cavern. That's going
to
be cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if they will record you through the desk at The Cavern that you have to pay for.
We'll find out on the day.
Find out. But get it done, man. Every band in the world's got to want to play The Cavern at some point.
Yeah.
Just for our younger listeners, The Cavern was where the Beatles... Made it.
Started
basically.
That, didn't they? Yeah. No, yeah.
Well, they made it. Well, they did it in Hamburg, really, but then The Cavern is the place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fair play to Alcohol.
Thank you very much.
Well done, you.
I'm going to be a good weekend.
You have, yeah. Excellent.
Just all for my birthday. The next couple of weeks, which, you know, let's face it.
Hey, can we just deal with my birthday first?
Sorry.
Please? And yeah, Ruby Bresnott, if you're listening, where's our Aquarius thing?
And what's with the cat?
Oh, well, you haven't watched it yet, have you?
I have, yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. It's licking pussy, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. Freak me out a little bit.
It freaks me out. But then she does.
It's just two cats.
She wants to watch it. Well, we want to watch it if we go and see her.
I want to watch it. Well, hang on a minute. Yeah.
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 If we go and see her, she'll take us both on.
Jesus.
For deaths.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yes.
Last song.
Right, yo.
Suitably, it's by a band called Disgrace, and it's called She's Gonna Like It. Excellent. We've played Disgrace before. They're another one of our favourite Finland bands.
Yes.
Who I had a very confusing discussion with Slide Shaker when I spoke about them.
Because you got the name of the band wrong.
Yeah, well, yeah. You were calling
them Born Tired.
I was calling them Born Tired.
Because that's the name of the album.
But look at there's sort of cartoon drawings of the four geezers on the front, and the one in the denim jacket makes me laugh. What a brilliant picture that is. It's great, isn't it?
Looks like the bloke out of Shameless.
He's just going, "Hey, scatter! Scatter! No one will have a party! Scatter!" Shameless is fucking magic. All right, so look, Disgrace are great, basically.
Mm.
We like them. You'll like them. It's kind of garage. It's good.
Kind of garage?
Yeah. What I want to know is, what's the website, Tone?
Disgrace.com?
No. Think Finland.
Disgrace.co.no?
No, F. I don't know.
What that have to do with Finland? Norway.
I don't know.
I was only joking about that anyway. It's disgrace.biz.
Oh, you bitch.
They'll be on our top friends, as are the rest of the bands.
Oh, you utter
week.
Bitch.
I am, but it means I've won, doesn't it? It means I've won 4-2. Me and the internet. That's 2 weeks in
really?
A row. That's 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. I've beaten you 2 weeks in a row.
Well.
I wonder.
It's been said before.
If I'll beat you again.
Will
you
beat again,
slut? All right,
Jesus Christ!
This weekend, I'm gonna. This weekend, as it's my birthday, Saturday night, Tone. I know you're going to be in Liverpool. I'm going to have to get you down to Brunel straight after the gig. I'll fly you down via helicopter, just so I can leave you utterly fucking oogie scrowgered. And you know what? Everyone out there in Punky Radio Land, she's going to like it. That was disgrace. That's great, that.
That was a disgrace.
I love that. And once again, I've had yet another message this week from someone asking me about this song.
Right.
And look, please, we can't send you an MP3 of it. We can't put it on the net. All we can do is tell you that it's by a band called The Scourge, S-C-U-R-G-E, who've now split up.
Yeah.
Their website still exists. thescourge.co.uk, but there doesn't appear to be anyone doing anything about it. Somebody needs to track down Captain Marbles.
Right.
I'm trying to. His old email address is gone. They all live in Essex somewhere. It's from their first album that we've played another couple of tracks on before.
Mm.
But until I can talk to them to get permission
We can't do anything.
We can't do anything about it, so you just have to settle for hearing it under us talking.
Do people maybe think it's us?
Well, some have.
Yeah.
Some have thought it's us two doing it, but it's not. It's the Scourge.
That's for the future when we start writing stuff like that.
For our album.
For our album. Because I'm in loads of projects now.
Yeah, most of them shit.
Yeah. Thanks.
What about that one you've been doing recently?
Yeah. Okay, I'm in a few ones, and they vary in quality.
All the people in the band have already resigned.
I know. So I'm going to start another one up.
Any road up.
Always in bands.
Thank you very much for listening to Punky this week. I'm sorry, once again, I failed to talk about Total Talk Nonsense, even though I did want to this week. We've just run out of time.
These are one of my sound clips, aren't they? So I need to listen to that.
Yeah, you're on their show, Tone. The least we can do is talk about them. They are our favourite podcast.
Yeah.
Second favourite podcast, Air Out My Shorts, although, frankly, I prefer the hosts.
I love the word whore. Are we going to see them on the tour?
If possible.
I'd like to meet the old, Brent.
Tone, it's going to cost us thousands of pounds, this thing you've got planned. I was just going to go and see Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Right.
But you just want to do it.
Me here that's got no money. Maybe we should think about this a little bit more.
You really should, Tone.
Okay.
I can't pay for you forever.
Why not? Sugar daddy.
Thanks for the podcast, Ali. Visit punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Visit punkyradio.com, myspace.com/punkyradio. Buy a t-shirt. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.
Bunch of guns,
we're nearly huge, you scraggered that.
Very nearly, but I think we pulled it back at the end.
I love pulling it back at the end.
Mm-mm.
Mm, tasty.
No one puts baby in the corner.
I ain't fighting no flame pool. No flame pool. Done it again. Ha ha.
Total jiggity.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Total jiggity.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.